Intelligent design and DNA. Scholars can't explain it all away. Get ready to be awed by the handiwork of God. Tune in to Real Science Radio. Turn up the Real Science Radio. Keeping it real.
Welcome to the brightest audience in the country. I'm Fred Williams, host of Real Science Radio. Last week's show, Brian Lauer and I talked about the Great Reset. This week, we are continuing with the transhumanism aspect, specifically a lead advisor to the Great Reset, the historian Yuval Noah Harari. He's a history professor from the Hebrew University of Jerusalem, and he's just a darling of the evolutionists now, and he says a lot of things that we need to know about and educate ourselves about, because it's really out there, and it's important that we arm ourselves in this battle that's coming. So I'd like to welcome back to the RSR Airwaves, Mr. Brian Lauer. Welcome, Brian.
It's so good to be here, Fred. It's good talking with you. It's a blessing and an honor for sure.
Okay, so yeah, last week we didn't quite get to very much about this Yuval character. He's got some really interesting videos. In fact, you had shared some with me that, you know, really perked my interest. I had heard of the Great Reset, but not really much about this Yuval guy. And wow, he says some really bizarre out there things, notably that humans are hackable. We're hackable animals. So what is he talking about there?
Yeah, he says in his 2018 World Economic Forum talk, and keep in mind, the world's most powerful people are giving him this microphone. He believes if you can hack something, you can engineer it. And so they can surveil us under the skin is what he's talking about. And he's talking about the next commodity. And it's not a very long talk. It's about 20 minutes at the World Economic Forum of 2018. And he's talking about how in the past, for thousands of years, the commodity was land. Whoever had the most land had the most power. So then you had kings and serfs. And then for hundreds of years, it was the machines. Whoever controlled the means of productions got really rich, like the Rockefellers and Carnegies. And everybody else was the worker. And he says, the next commodity is going to be bodies and brains. And he says, because then you don't need to rely on cheap labor from India or Africa. And he said, then instead of the rich and the poor, you're going to have a species split. So you're going to have the superhumans and the humans. And it's just, it's crazy what an evolutionist, that thought process, where that leads to. And he just believes, yeah, it's going to be like when the chimps broke off of the humans. And if you don't want to do it, well, then you're probably going to go extinct. So they're just jumping right over whether it's right or wrong. And they're going to who's going to regulate it.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's Satan's game plan, and we know what it is. So what are we going to do about it?
Yeah. So one of his videos, and I mentioned this last week, he said that it's just a few minor changes to the brain is what gave man consciousness from the apes. I mean, where does this guy get his stuff? And like you said, he's saying a lot of this stuff to big, powerful people. I mean, right. Some of the guys that were at this conference that are in the audience, they were either in the audience or they endorse his work. And it includes Obama, Bill Gates, wow. Mark Zuckerberg. I mean, these are all Leonardo DiCaprio is one of the guys in the audiences, yep. And he's sitting yep. near Joe Biden. I mean, these guys are just eating this nonsense up. And it's all born on bad assumptions that they've learned over their lifetimes from evolution. You know, having the worldview of millions of years and evolution crammed down your throats.
Right.
And it's just remarkable how they take a leap that they take to get from nothing to complex humans. So even just getting things like eyesight, you know, any right. complex organ, all of those right. things right. to this Yuval character, all of those things happened over time by natural selection. I mean, he said that in one of the video clips that we played last week. I mean, right. it's just the indoctrination of evolution and then just accepting it as fact. I mean, he's obviously accepts right. it as fact by just making comments. Oh, minor changes is what gave us consciousness.
Right.
So,
right. I had 5 minutes to speak at our VBS each night last week. And I wanted the kids to have questions so they can figure out whose team people are on. You know, the question one was, where'd that come from? You know, like that tree or that person. And they're either going to point you to God's word or evolution. And then you can ask them, well, how do you know that? How do you know that people came from chimps or life came from non-life? How do you know that? And then the last question is, it's a question that the smartest atheist in the world can't answer. It's how did life begin? They don't have a clue. There's $10 million on the table if you can show how the information in the DNA molecule organizes itself naturally. It's evolution 2.0. Just search that. $10 million. You know, they think they have it all figured out, but they don't. So when you ask those questions, yeah, you can figure out which side the people are on, but it also makes them realize that they have faith too. Science does not have it all figured out. They have faith in miracles like matter from nothing and life from non-life, but they don't have a miracle maker. You know, we have the same faith in miracles, but our God can do those miracles. And so actually, I think they have way more faith than we do.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and Brian, this reminds me of Bob had this challenge to evolutionists, and you can go to the page. It's rsr.org/i, and it was the Trochlea challenge. And just go to that page and look at what this thing is. It's amazing.
It's what
holds the eyeball in place.
Yeah.
And one of the tendons goes through a slit. It's amazing. And so how in the world does that evolve? It can't. Please, audience, if you haven't seen it, go to rsr.org/i and look at this picture of the tendons that holds the eyeball in place and how it goes through a little slit, a little opening that kind of holds part of this muscle in place. It's remarkable. And not only does that have to evolve, it has to evolve twice. Because last I checked, I'm looking at my producer right now, he has two eyeballs. Pretty sure I still have two eyeballs. And so this had to happen twice. And they think that this just happened by natural selection and mistakes. And remember, these are mistakes in the DNA that somehow lead to this stuff. And
right.
So they just assume this stuff is true. And it leads them down all kinds of paths. What does the Bible say about the fool believes in his heart there is no God?
There's no God. And that's right. They don't have any way to explain it, too. You know, it's like, well, how would this process happen, that muscle going through that sling? They don't have anything. You know, it's like, you know, how can you put a man on the moon? Well, you can make a ladder. You know, that's at least something. It's not going to work, but they at least have something. But they don't have anything for that eye or the DNA. They just can't answer that stuff.
Yep. So I want to reiterate what this Yuval Harari, his assumptions. And by the way, I mentioned it last week. This guy, he always goes by his three names, Yuval Noah Harari. So we're trying to figure out if maybe he has a secret life as a serial killer, or maybe, you know, an assassin. Yuval Noah Harari. He loves to go by his three names. So anyways, if you look at the assumptions he's making, and it's all based on his worldview of evolution, he's obviously a complete materialist. I mean, everything is matter and energy. The concept of information is completely foreign to this guy. He wrote in a 2020 article, and I'll link to it from the show summary, and this was during the pandemic, and he wrote an article called The World After Coronavirus, and he said that it is crucial to remember that anger, joy, boredom, and love are biological phenomena, just like fever and cough. I mean, that is a statement from complete ignorance. I mean, we've got secular physicists that would definitely question him on this and disagree with him. It just goes against all of science, and it totally ignores the concept of information.
Right, right. Jay Seifert, he was talking to an atheist out on the West Coast, and he was telling him, you don't disagree with me. And he goes, sure I do. And he says, you can't. You're just matter and energy. Matter and energy can't make decisions.
Oh, that's a great point. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Yeah, they say that they're just matter and energy, but they don't go home and treat their wife and kids like that. They have a very inconsistent worldview, and it just needs a few questions to point that out.
Yeah, and I think I'll reach out to this Harari guy and ask him. I doubt if I'll get a hold of him, but hey, you never know. I'll ask him ask him, and maybe try to interview him, you know?
Oh, that'd be great.
That would be.
Give him a platform. Give him a platform.
Well, somebody can challenge him. And, you know, one of the things I'd ask is, hey, take a look at our rsr.org/information page. Are you telling me that information is physical? It can't be.
Right.
I mean, how are numbers physical? You know, numbers are not physical. Bob loved to tell a story of he was at a Starbucks, and he was talking to a kid going to college at the School of Mines, who was a PhD student and an evolutionist. He was trying to make the claim, well, you know, the number three is physical. And I think his mom or somebody was with him was like, come on, that's dumb.
What color is it?
Yeah. Exactly. So, you know, on our page, you can go look. We've got a nice long list of what can't possibly be physical. You know, math isn't physical. Grammar isn't. Logic isn't. Reason, concepts, ideas, morality, truth, souls, spirits, you know, code, software code. How is a software code? I'm a software engineer. How is that code physical? It's not.
Right.
You know, I write a program. I put it on a memory stick. And if I erase the memory stick, guess what? The memory stick still weighs the same regardless of whether or not it has a program on it. You know, information has no mass.
So when when you're making that program, Fred, you just copy and paste stuff and rearrange the letters just randomly until it works?
Hey, if I got really good, I could write code that programs for something if it goes backwards, you know, just like the DNA does.
Oh, yeah.
That would be remarkable.
When they start messing with the DNA, they have no idea how many times that's being read. Forwards, backwards, diagonally. It's just incredibly complex, and they think they understand it. That's fool's gold there.
Oh, yeah. I was at a conference with Rob Carter. He was one of the speakers, Dr. Rob Carter.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he said that even creationists have been astounded by the complexity of the DNA and the coding and how that all works, and we still haven't even gotten close to understanding it. But having slices of code in one part of one gene, and then another piece gets read from a different part of a DNA, and it actually causes some other function to occur somewhere else during the whole process of building a protein. It's just remarkable. It is so cool. It's neat that we have overwhelming evidence. I mean, it's beyond overwhelming. I mean, it's conclusive. It's a fact that God exists. Jesus Christ, it's a fact. It's a historical fact that he lived, he died, and he rose from the dead, and he is God. Those are all facts. They're historical facts. And it's great having all this evidence on our side. You know, it helps our faith is a real faith. Faith is the invisible things not seen.
Substance of things hoped for, then, and the evidence of things.
Exactly.
Seen,
if you go to
seen.
Hebrews 11:1, the world thinks faith is some dumb, I just have this blind faith. Well, no, that's not the way the Bible defines faith. Hebrews 11:1 says faith is the evidence of things not seen.
Right.
So we've got the kind of faith.
But look at the faith that they have, you know, how to turn that living cell into a human being. It's like if you had a skateboard and you had the instruction manual on how to make it, and you just crossed out words and rearranged the letters and stuff and rip a page out or add a page. I mean, is that process going to turn that skateboard into a space shuttle? There's no way.
Exactly.
But that's the process that they have to turn a cell into a human. It's going to destroy the cell long before it does anything beneficial.
Yeah. And you know, this Harari, he has this video where he talks about biological engineering is one of three things that's going to happen.
Yes.
And you know the first example he gave? This is hilarious. So of biological engineering. Now, let me ask you a question. If whether or not this adds information to the genome. So does castration add information to the genome?
No.
That's his first example that he gives.
Oh, my.
About how castration is biological engineering. Okay, in a way, he's right about it. It's biological engineering.
Whoa.
But it's like you said, it's like ripping a page out. That's not adding a page.
That's going to stop evolution in one generation.
You know, because they'll castrate bulls to make oxen, and, you know, then they're easier to control. And,
steers,
men would be castrated, kings would do that. You know, we all know the whole history there. So, but somehow that's the first evidence he gives for biological engineering. And the second one he gives is basically engineering the human brain like a hybrid, like a cyborg. You know, resistance to this is futile. That eventually we're going to hack brains. And you started touching on this at the end of last show. And could you expound on what you've found from like the CEO of Google and some of these other big wigs in the high-tech industry?
Yeah. Elon Musk, he owns Neuralink. And what they want to do is chip the brain so that you can learn easier. You can have everything downloaded. And then we talked about how you'd be able to zap the criminals in the last show. And but Neuralink, you can search that on Rumble. And then that Ray Kurzweil, he's the CTO at Google. His prediction is that there will be no crime in the future because they can tell who did it, and they'll be able to zap them and paralyze them until the cops come. And it kind of reminds me of China. My brother-in-law was there for a while, and they don't have much crime at all. Remember when one of those college basketball players shoplifted sunglasses back when Trump was president, and they threw him in jail? He was one of the Ball brothers, I think. And they don't mess around with criminals. You're gone. And then what they do too, since they don't have a respect for life, they can take your body organs if they want them.
Yeah.
It's evil to the nth degree. And that's kind of what they want the world to be like. They want somebody in charge, and then we're either going to be their servants or their slaves or subhuman. And
yeah, that's a selling point for them is, hey, we can control crime. There'll be no crime if you let us put this chip in your brain. So right. Yeah, you have to give up all your rights as a human.
Right.
And your liberties and whatnot. But, you know, a right. lot of people are going to do this. And we talked about it last week, just the sheer number of people that bought into the whole wear a mask and all this other stuff with COVID, you know, and how yeah. easy people were to and how angry they got at people who didn't do it.
Right.
You know, how
right.
angry they got at Christians and people who weren't wearing masks, and they try to mask shame people. And just it was remarkable. It was really eye opening. How this whole idea in Revelation in the Bible about what's going to happen in the end times. And now it's not the mark of the beast, but it sure smells like the mark of the beast.
Right. Yeah. And that makes me think of the Georgia Guidestones. And I went there to take pictures because I didn't think anybody would believe. But I went there and saw it with my own eyes. And it's these four granite slabs that are about 14 feet tall. So there's eight sides. So in eight different languages, it's got 10 points. The first point is maintain humanity under 500 million in perpetual balance with nature. And then the next one is eugenics. It's guide reproduction wisely, improving fitness and diversity, which is what Hitler wanted to do. And that's what the chip in the people is going to try and do. And when I heard about this, a guy talked about this video in 2004. He said, you know, it's probably going to be a vaccine, is what he said. And I thought he was crazy, because vaccines help, supposedly.
Yeah.
But they're only as good as the people who make it. And there's been a lot of corruption lately where they're hiding data from people. And the FDA wanted 75 years to release the Pfizer documents that they used to grant it emergency use authorization. You know, it started with 55 years, then 75 years. And the judge said, no, you got to get it out now, or 8 months. And so they've been going through that on the high wire. And also there's the people who make it happen is Informed Consent Action Network, where you can sign up for their email list and you'll know what they find in those documents.
Mm-hmm.
And basically there's a letter that says, they asked them, what evidence, you got your statement on the CDC about how the vaccines don't alter your DNA. Can we see those documents that you're basing it on? And they got a letter back from the CDC saying, a search of our records, we couldn't find any documents. And wow. So it's still on their website, but they don't have any documents to prove it. So I think we need to get good sources of information and start asking, you know, what are the studies? I mean, you're saying that, but what's it based upon?
Yeah. I was at a conference, Creation Ministries International, and, you know, I talked to this lady. She's a virologist. She was very knowledgeable. So she actually works on vaccines. And she said, and I know we've actually talked about it on the show, that this vaccine, it's a new technology and it creates these spike proteins. She said that what they're not telling people is they can't control how much of a spike protein is created in a certain person. So that's why you have some people, they get this buildup around their hearts and they get this heart disease.
Myocarditis.
Yeah.
It spikes in young people.
Exactly.
Young kids, it's like in young adolescent boys, it's like 20 times higher if they got the shot.
Exactly. And if you get that, she said, that type of condition, it's permanent. You can't, your body doesn't heal from it. That's permanent heart damage.
Yep.
And they're forcing people to take this shot that don't have to take it. The younger generation doesn't need to take it because they've got better immune system. And there is no logical reason to do it. And they're foisting this thing on people.
Yep.
And I've often said that the left, they live in a constant state of hypocrisy. And this is just another one. If you think of the whole pro-life and, you know, their support of abortion and the right to choose, they're never consistent with their beliefs. And again, it's just a constant state of hypocrisy. It's astounding.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. My nephew, he was in the Marines, and they forced him to get the shot or they were going to dishonorably discharge him. And he's just this ox, just great shape. You know, I think he was even carrying the flag during the boot camp. So he got the shot and he ends up in the hospital for like 5 days with myocarditis.
Oh, man. That's
right. My neighbor, you know, he got the shot to keep his job. So he's got the vaccine card. He can go eat wherever he wants. And then he says, you know what? But I got COVID, you know? And so he has COVID, but he's got the card so he can go in.
Yeah.
When you think about health, it makes no sense to force somebody to get a shot that doesn't stop infection or transmission. There's just so many things like releasing people, prisoners during a pandemic and having the border open.
Right.
I mean, if they were serious about it, they'd close the border. But when you change it from health to control, now it all kind of falls into place.
Yep.
And if you think about all this as, oh, they're trying to control us. Well, yeah, now it kind of makes sense. Otherwise, it makes no sense at all.
Yep. So I wanted to play a clip from Yuval. He made a similar comment if you go back to our last show, but let's go ahead and play a clip from Yuval Harari.
Humans are now hackable animals. You know, the whole idea that humans have, you know, this, they have this soul or spirit and they have free will and nobody knows what's happening inside me. So whatever I choose, whether in the election or whether in the supermarket, this is my free will. That's over.
That's over. Wow. Free will is over, guys.
Now that's motivating to me. I don't think of that as frightening. I think of that as motivating. You know, it's like I'm trying to get out there and get this message to as many people as possible, because the more of us who know what's going on, the less likely Satan's going to be able to do what he does. There's a protest in Los Angeles, and one of the speakers talked about the red ants and the black ants in a jar. They're just fine. Somebody shakes up the jar, throws them on the ground. They're free, but they fight to the death. Hmm. And I think we need to stop looking at what's dividing us and start looking at who's shaking the jar to try and get us to go at each other. Because freedom, we all want freedom, I would hope. Mm-hmm. And so we just need to make sure they don't take any more of it.
Yeah, well, great point. You know what? If you go to his website, Yuval Harari's website, Yuval Noah Harari,
yeah,
his website right at the top says, history began when humans invented God and will end when humans become God.
Right.
This guy is so ignorant of so many things in science, and
yep,
we just mentioned about how he has a total lack of knowledge when it comes to the whole concept of information. According to him, according to Harari, to hack human beings, you need a lot of biological knowledge, a lot of computing power, and especially a lot of data. If you have enough data about me and enough computing power and biological knowledge, you can hack my body, my brain, my life.
Yep.
You can reach a point where you know me better than I know myself.
Yep.
Wow. And you know, there's actually a slight grain of truth to some of what he says. He doesn't realize it, but you do have a lot of things that when people use social media, they browse, there's some really intelligent algorithms. It's almost like you think of something. You think of that Dodge Ram. Wow, that looks really cool. In some ways, you almost feel like it read your mind, because now you start getting inundated with these automobile ads. Unfortunately, because my wife and I share the same computer, and you know, my daughter Addie sometimes will share the same computer, guess what? As I get to look at dresses, and so there is this technology, and so many people, I think I heard that 3 hours out of the day is the average now that young people use their cell phone, which is remarkable. So there is a lot of brainwashing that does happen with that.
Right.
But he takes it, Yuval takes it so much farther, and it's just so illogical where you can actually hack into the brain and control everything, because he doesn't believe in the concept of information, that our consciousness is all just, you know, biological.
Right. And so the information on those cell phones, on those kids, I mean, a lot of that good information that they need is being censored. And then our government goes and starts the Disinformation Governance Board, where the government's going to decide what's true and what's false.
Mm-hmm.
And the attorney general from Indiana, he reported the CDC and the FDA to the Disinformation Governance Board, and he had about 9 bullet points on what the CDC and the FDA said that were false. And then the leader of the governance board, she quit. You know, she made it 3 weeks, and then she quit. And so, but now what they're doing, now they're trying to pressure the people who give out the boards that give out the medical license in each state to say, really crack down on anybody spreading misinformation. And they're going after Peter McCullough, who's one of the best experts that ever lived in the heart and kidney. And he's speaking out how he's saving people. He's trying to share the truth on his dime and his time, going and sharing the truth. And now, you know, Baylor fired him, and he's showing how to save people. It's just, again, it doesn't make sense. But well, we need good information.
Absolutely. You know, and we did a show on neurosurgeons, and this would be a question I would ask you all if I could ever get them on the show. These neurosurgeons, when they treat epilepsy, sometimes they do this procedure where they separate the left brain from the right brain. So
right.
If we were just biological, you would think that everything the left brain controls would be totally not seen by the right brain and back and forth. Well, they find things that somehow the left brain still knows what the right brain is doing, even though those synapses, those connections are cut off. So there is some component that's outside the brain. The brain is just a physical device to our consciousness, our spirit,
our mind,
our soul, our mind. Exactly.
Yep.
And that is really overwhelming evidence. And there's so much more. We could do a month's worth of shows on it. That there's information that's separate from the body. You can even look at like entanglement. You can go to quantum physics and how you can have one particle on one side of the universe knows what the particle is doing on the other side of the universe. The same, the spin really? Rate, the spin rate, the spin will wow. be mirrored by this other particle. And Einstein called it spooky at a distance. And what wow. that is just information. There's no way you can explain that outside of information. Right. So this Yuval is totally ignorant of this stuff. And yet you've got, like you've mentioned, all these powerful guys watching him and believing him. And yeah. it's just scary. Yeah.
And if you want to see who's been trained by the World Economic Forum, you can go into younggloballeaders.org, younggloballeaders.org, okay. and that's a partial list because sometimes they're on there and then they get taken down. And it's a lot of people in education, a lot of business like Zuckerberg, Macron in France. And that was an interesting election too. Le Pen was winning and then in the middle of the night it switched. So Macron won in France. So, but it's interesting.
Yeah.
Very, very interesting times we're living in. Yeah. Wow, there is a battle.
Yep, there is. So, you know, this Harari guy, he says some things that kind of make sense that I mentioned earlier, and then he'll just ruin it with all his silly nonsense. Yeah. You know, yeah. he does warn that, like he says, that many short-term emergency measures will become a fixture of life. That's the nature of emergencies. They fast-forward historical processes.
Yep.
You know, and so that he's warning of that danger. So there's some truth to that. And he even mentions, you know, imagine North Korea in 2030 when every citizen has to wear a biometric bracelet 24 hours a day. If right. you listen to a speech by the great leader and the bracelet picks up the telltale signs of anger, you're done for.
Right.
So, but again, he takes it way too far. He assumes that there is no information. It's you can just tap into someone's consciousness and you can take it completely over. That's not right. true. But it is true that you could probably do something like he mentions with the bracelet. So he seems to be opposed to this whole biometric surveillance.
Well, they've got the technology right now. I heard about this Bill Gates patent, 060606, and I found it. It's WO, like world order, then 2020 when COVID hit, and then 060606. If you just search that, they've got the technology to monitor under your skin, and they'll make it financial cryptocurrency. If you do what they say, then you get paid. And if you don't, then you don't. But they can do that. They've got a patent already. And the people that submitted the patent was Microsoft.
Yeah.
And so a lot of this stuff about not being able to buy or sell, I mean, that revelation, I'll show that to college kids to say, hey, the Bible's not true. And it's like, well, how would they know this? You know, this, I mean, we've got the technology. They just need some emergency to make everybody accept it.
He'll go on to say, we need to trust science, to trust public authorities, and to trust the media. So right there, you know, he's lost all reality. And, you know, and then he takes a swipe at conservatives. He says, over the past few years, irresponsible politicians have deliberately undermined trust in science. You know, so basically, Brian, whose science should we trust?
Well, let's have a debate. You know, let's have a debate. Let's have Fauci debate McCullough.
Yeah.
You know, they say McCullough's spreading disinformation, but they never say what it is. It's like, what was disinformation? Him and Malone, they were on Joe Rogan. And it's like, well, why don't you have Fauci and Walensky go there and talk about it?
Yeah.
Instead of just doing science by press conference. That's not science.
Exactly.
But Fauci thinks he is science. So talk about the ultimate appeal to authority. You know,
oh, yeah. And so Yuval wants you to trust Fauci. Sorry, no. And he wants you to trust Pravda. And CNN. I mean, basically, he says, trust the media. Okay. How do we choose between Pravda and CNN? They're basically the same now.
And now they want the World Health Organization to steer the ship. You know, they had a meeting in May. They submitted 13 amendments. And these amendments come from our NIH. It's our government submitting them so that it would give the power to Tedros to declare a pandemic whenever he wanted to. And by the way, they changed the definition of a pandemic. They used to be deadly. Now they're just widespread. But and if your country didn't do what they said, then you could be disciplined. And so the African countries started to speak out about it, and they pulled 12 of the 13 off the table. They didn't vote on them. But now they're trying to get a pandemic treaty to go through the governments. So we just have to watch out so they don't ram it through like they did the Patriot Act.
Yep. And, you know, I wanted to get back to what he said on it, the very top of his website about we invented gods and then we become gods, basically. So
yeah.
Where have we heard this phrase before? I will be like the Most High.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
oh,
yeah. Isaiah 14:14. That's, so that's Lucifer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Even the Garden of Eden, Genesis 3, ye shall be as gods. Yep. You know, he's believing the oldest lie in the book.
Yep.
And it's just shocking to me. But, you know, I was at a park one time and I asked a kid, who is Jesus to you? And he said, is he the guy that ate the fruit? So there's a lack.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Wow. So we need to start spreading the gospel. I mean, if we get Yuval saved, you know, what could just think, or even Elon Musk, you know, yeah. if we can get these people saved, or if we can get a grassroots, you know, people believing what the Bible says, and it hinges on that creation evolution thing. If we can start getting people to see that evolution is based on lies, and the Bible's true about biology, everything produces after its kind, geology, the fossils are a sign of a flood. And then we have it, you know, at the grassroots, it doesn't matter what they put in the museums or on TV or in school, if nobody believes it. Mm-hmm. So I think we have to do what we can do. And, you know, not everybody's going to have a, you know, whatever, not everybody's going to have a microphone, but you can do websites, you can pray, you can support. There's a big battle.
Yeah.
And I encourage people to vote with their money. And you know, when you're getting gifts for Christmas or birthday, get RSR stuff. I mean, that's what I did when I drove to Chicago. I'd listen to your, you know, RSR over and over. And you get a year's worth for $35. I mean, yeah. you learn so much in time that would just be wasted anyway. And yeah, vote with your money and don't give it to the world's kingdom. Invest it in God's kingdom.
Yeah, well, thanks for that plug. RSR.org/store. And yeah. Or you can go to the RSR.org/sponsor and sponsor one of these shows. Right. So, you know, Yuval, he's really big into transhumanism. And one of the things he said was that once all, you know, humans are hacked and we've got, basically we're cyborgs, you know, there's this, if you don't buy into it, if you're not one of the people who get the chip in the brain, he said right. that those that don't, they're going to become what he calls useless people.
And
he said this, the problem is more boredom and what right. to do with these useless people and how will they find some sense of meaning in life? And he said, my best guess of how to deal with these worthless people is what he calls them yep. is a combination of drugs and computer games. And he yep. says, well, that's already happening. And in a way he's right about that.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
and he says this, I think once you're superfluous, you don't have power. It's scary what the whole transhumanism was, the path that's going down. There's a guy, Wesley J. Smith. He writes some really good articles, both for the National Review and then Evolution News published this. He said this, transhumanism, boiled down to its bones, is pure eugenics. It yes. calls itself H+.
Yes.
You know, for yes. more or better human. And that's what yes. eugenics is all about.
Yes. Yes. And you got those eugenicists like Margaret Sanger starting the Planned Parenthood so they mm-hmm. could abort all the people in the minority areas.
Yeah, she was a big-time racist, and in Colorado tried at one point to have a holiday for her. Unbelievable. And she was as racist as they come. I mean, her yeah. language, you can read some of the things she said.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
She was when a terrible person. People, big on eugenics.
Yeah. yeah, I'm waiting for them to take down her statue or Darwin's statue. You know, it's when they have Darwin Day, I'll always quote him. Just quote him. You know, he's a racist and a sexist. Yeah. At some future time in centuries, you know, the civilized races will exterminate the savage races. So there'll be a bigger gap between the Caucasians and the apes. It's just jaw-dropping what they're saying, and yet they promoted, you know, they aren't saying anything bad about him, or yeah. Margaret, for that matter.
Yeah, she spoke for the KKK. Are they going right. to, the liberals going to mention that? Of course right. not. So this Wesley Smith, he went on to say, alarmingly, transhumanist values are being embraced at the highest strata of society, yeah. including in big yeah. tech, as you mentioned earlier, Brian, in yeah. universities and among yeah. the Davos crowd of globalist would-be technocrats. So that's the great reset.
Right.
And so he says, that being so, it is worth listening in to what they are saying under the yep. theory that forewarned is forearmed. So
yeah.
that's important. Forewarned is forearmed. And that's I'll provide a link to his article.
Yeah, that's what Dr. Zelenko, he listens to Bill Gates, because Gates, you know, how does he know all this stuff before it happens? And Gates was talking about a smallpox pandemic. And so Zelenko, he did some research on the older journals before the pharmaceutical companies took over them. It's like 1920 or 30 or something. He found some plant that will take care of smallpox. But, you know, sometimes they war-gamed monkeypox a year before they did it. They war-gamed mm-hmm. the pandemic. You know, an event 201, and it just went right lockstep. And then that new the real Anthony Fauci book, the last chapter of that book shows how they've been documenting the lockdown and the vaccines for decades. That's how the whole world snapped into the same response.
Yep.
And so the more we know, hopefully the more people will be held accountable, because if we don't deter them, if there isn't a deterrent for the next tyrant, we're just going to get more and more of this.
Yeah. And, you know, when Trump had Anthony Fauci up there in the press conferences, you know, at first a lot of people were impressed with him. But I started warning people because the reason I warn people is one reason. because the liberals loved him. So yeah. You knew there was something wrong there. Why do liberals love this guy? So I knew right away there's something wrong, and something's going to happen. We're going to find it. Eventually the Republicans, the conservatives are going to reject this guy because liberals love him. There's got to be a reason why the liberals love him, and then we found out why. This guy's a huge globalist, and just all the things you've talked about, and there's so many things on this guy that's so
bad.
I love it when
Rand Paul gets to talk to him. He just destroys him. You know, you got any studies that show that the vaccine's going to keep kids out of the hospital and dying? And Fauci had to say, well, no, we don't.
Yeah.
Then he brings up how many royalties are you getting from the pharmaceutical companies? You know, you're supposed to give it to us with the freedom of information, but you're not telling us how much the amounts were and who paid you.
Yeah. So, to the left, that stuff doesn't matter. Evidence doesn't matter. They want control and to push their agenda.
They want bigger control. Yeah. Yep. We want bigger freedom. And they don't go hand in hand. Yeah, they want bigger government. And we want, with bigger governments, you got less freedoms.
Absolutely. So. So, Brian, we're actually out of time. I wanted to close with the words of Wesley J. Smith. I mentioned him earlier, and he said this. And this is the transhumanism's fatal flaw. To paraphrase a great saint, if I blend with an AI computer program and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have enhanced capabilities that can move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing.
Wow.
Now that's profound.
Oh, yeah.
So,
oh, yeah.
And that's that's saying, too, that without love, that's information, that's your soul, your spirit, that's not biological. That's not some chemical reactions that creates us, that enables us to either love or hate, to have anger. That's something that's beyond, that's the mind, that's not our physical brain.
Right.
And that's what these evolutionists and Yuval Harari believe. You know, that's their worldview and that's what they're steeped in. So we just need to keep fighting to get the truth out there.
Right. It's a battle of information. And again, I find the best information is thehighwire.com. Comes out every Thursday. So you know what's really happening in the world. And they got 6 million views for each episode. And then the real Anthony Fauci.
And so you have a YouTube channel, Solidify Your Faith. I highly recommend it. And you've actually also have stuff over at Rumble because of certain things that YouTube's going to censor, you know, really interesting information, like stuff you mentioned about, you know, from the Google CEO and your stuff on Elon Musk and the work Neuralink. Stuff he's working on.
Yeah, Neuralink is the company. Yeah, Neuralink.
Yep. So definitely go to these websites, get yourself educated. And we're on the winning side, but we have to continue to work to get the truth out there that forewarned is forearmed.
Right, right. Oh, and I do have a website, solidifyyourfaith.webs.com. That's W-E-B-S. Okay. So if people do want to contact me, there's an email link there, or they'll have my email, which is solidifyyourfaith@hotmail.com.
Okay. Well, great, Brian. So, hey, it was so wonderful having you help us do this show. You've done a ton of research on this, and I really appreciate all the work you're doing. Yeah, I've listened to your presentations, and I highly recommend, if you have an opportunity to hear Brian, he presents his stuff incredibly. He's Johnny Appleseed. I love that.
And I'm in the Chicago area for a week or two, so if anybody has a church or a youth group or whatever, I'll be speaking to some foreign students on Friday. But wherever God opens the door, I want to walk through.
Great, Brian. I really appreciate it. So for Brian Lauer, this is Fred Williams of Real Science Radio. May God bless you.
Intelligent design and DNA. Scholars can't explain it all away. Get ready to be awed by the handiwork of God. Tune in to Real Science Radio. Turn up the Real Science Radio. Keeping it real. That's what I'm talking about.